Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. It's been a while, guys. I have not podcasted since the end of BB25. I wanted a little break. I will be podcasting about The Traitor, so stay tuned for that next month. And, you know, I debated podcasting about BB Reindeer Games because I wasn't super excited about the show based on what they first kind of promoted it as. But as the cast came out and more information, and then we actually saw the show, and that, you know, there was some social strategy and some decisions and some good interactions between, you know, some really fun players, I like it. And so I figured, you know what, I'll at least do the interview part, because that is my favorite part about podcasting. It's not hearing myself talk, it's interviewing people. So yeah, I did talk to Cody and Danielle Reyes. I was so excited to just even talk to Danielle, because we talk offline, but like I've never been able to interview her. And what do you know? Of course, the interview audio is pretty terrible. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's bad. And I was debating whether to put it out, but I wanted it out there because I'm going to do a few more Reindeer Games interviews. So I do want it on record. Danielle also said that she would do another interview with me just because she knows that the audio is bad. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully we can make it happen. I just, you know, everything has to go through CBS, so it takes a little time. It's not as easy as just like scheduling with Danielle herself. So we'll see. But I'll have some more Reindeer's Game coverage coming up. And then you guys let me know if you want me to do more interviews, anything else Big Brother related. We shall see. Otherwise, I will be back for The Traitors. But yeah, here is my interview with Cody and Danielle. And again, forewarning, the audio is not great. I am aware. Feel free to fast forward during those parts.
I have never done an interview with Sharon. It's because she reached out to me, and a lot of people don't know, I want to play another reality show game. And because a lot of these interview questions are based on strategy, I was so far removed from social media that I was like, people forget what type of player I am. So if I go on another show, it would help me. And I told Sharon I can't do an interview because people will know what type of player I am. And plus, it reminds people what type of player I was. So if I went on this other show, it would have hurt my game. Right, Sharon?
That's so fair. No, see, you're gaming even when you're not gaming. Danielle, turn it off, Danielle. Turn it off.
I can't help it. I'm just saying.
Cody knows he can get in trouble based on what he says on podcasts.
Yeah, well, you know, people love to exactly. Just clip things up. People love clipping things up and sending, but yeah, whatever. Over it.
Okay, well,
yeah, exactly.
I have my niece, so if there's any toddler noises, that's her. All right, Danielle, let's start with you. Brittany's decision. Mm-hmm. Is there anything we didn't see? Like, did you get mm-hmm. to talk to her after she spoke with Xavier? Did you know Taylor volunteered? Like, talk to me. What did you think about her decision, even from just a game standpoint and a personal
yes. standpoint? So, first of all, I was shocked. It was the blind side of the century for me in my case. Brittany and I had a relationship outside the house before Reindeer Games even existed. I felt I had a bond with Brittany. A lot of people didn't know. She was my person. She was my woman. That alliance between Xavier, Josh, and Taylor and myself, that was a sub-alliance. My person was Brittany. And I talked about her soul prior to announcing the Reindeer Games and what happened between that. And then, you know, because we have an NDA, so we can't say things, but we don't say things, but we kind of know. So she was my person. And I remember we were talking, we had a family laser for BB25. She said, I'm concerned, you know, what if Nicole is going to be in that show that we're not doing? I said, well, you're going to have to foster that relationship and win her back. I think it's going to be fun. You're Brittany, blah, blah, blah. Like,
announced my name, I went, oh, she really has malintent. This is malicious. So I didn't, you know, and I said, well, is it bad? Or maybe she's wanting to go now because she wants me to have more time. I don't know what was the reason, but in my mind, I said, she really doesn't want me to come back. And I was hurt. I'll be honest with you guys. I was devastated. And I think that took me out of that competition because it was a shock factor and I couldn't let my head over me. So when I went up there again, I was like, well, I'm going home. That's what you're saying. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Because of what she did. It really took me off the game.
Danielle, it sounds like you're in the Matrix right now.
Yeah. Danielle, do you have headphones?
Oh, I do. I do. I sound like I'm in a tunnel.
Wait, it's better when you're closer to the...
Yeah.
But anyway.
Maybe I come closer. I'm sorry. All right.
It's fine. So have you spoken to Brittany since? Are you guys good? Or is it a little... Like, what's the deal with that?
Well, she... we got together and she did explain her rationale or reasoning behind it. And it was all perception based. And I basically told her to F off politely in a joking way. But it, just put it this way. If I see Brittany and I hang around her, we still chat, you know, I'm amicable. But again, we're fine. but if I was to play a game with her again, of course, I wouldn't trust her as far as I can throw her for obvious reasons. But other than that, I wish her and her family nothing but the best. I know she and her family have a wonderful trip planned for her and her daughter. I hope they have a great time. And I have no ill will towards her, towards her decision making. But again, I was really, really hurt. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, Cody, with you, the same thing with like going in with Nicole. It was funny because you clearly didn't trust each other because based on history, but you guys seem to patch things up. Are you kind of happy that like the saga of BB22 seems to be over now?
Absolutely. I'm happy that the conversation about Nicole and I will just be dead. Have you talked to her? Oh my goodness. Because like, I think it's very unfortunate. And I understood completely the hurt that I caused. I completely understood the anger that can cause, the sadness that it can cause, like the kind of influx of emotions and the changes through that. But then so much time went by that I was like, wow, it almost got like so much time had gone by that like we just almost just got comfortable just being like, all right, well, it is what it is. But I would always be thinking about it because people would always bring it up. And so I'm just happy that we finally reconnected. She truly is like one of the closest people that I have from my experience on this show. Like, and we really do, like, our relationship is amazing. Like how we can joke around, like our family, like our moms are very, very close. And so it's like, I'm so happy that everything is kind of back to what it was. And we're now we just can like build from there.
Awesome. I know I have to wrap up soon. So I'm just going to, with Taylor, I know you guys are good, but any different, when you were picking your team, anything you would have done differently, or you feel like there was
No, because I had gone through the thought in my head of, you know what, I want to pull Brittany and Taylor onto my team. I had gone through that and was like, let me pull Brittany and Taylor on my team and then put like Xavier or Frankie on my team. Cause those are the two people that like Frankie and Xavier. Frankie obviously was my number one, but I was like, those two, I feel like I can ride with. But I just was nervous. You know, you don't know what's going to happen in this situation. I was like, what if we lose? And then Brittany and Taylor somehow are good. And I'm now down going against my closest ally in the bottom. So I was like, you can play one of two ways in this situation. You can play it safe and you can make sure you're covering all bases, or you can really go for it. And I was like, this felt like the only way for me to be like, I know there's people that are coming after me and let me throw them on the other side and put my team with the people that I want to work with moving forward. Protect them, and then make the people that are coming after me, at least one of them could possibly get picked off. So it was more so that, and I was like, I don't play to lose. I play to win. And so I didn't want to play it safe.
Yeah. So how'd that work out for you?
It didn't work out, but that's what happens. But here's the thing. When it doesn't work out, you still roll with it. Yeah. I would pick that team every time. I'd pick that team every time. No disrespect. Danielle, I love you.
Danielle. I know.
Just so you guys know, just
I want to say this. By Cody telling me who he picked on the team, by you saying Xavier, kind of made me always question how loyal Xavier was to me. And I always felt that that was that group. So that's why I never, like, Xavier tell me I ride with you, I rock with you. I was like, do you really? Because I'm thinking you with the winner circle. So that's why so when seeing Xavier get so emotional, I was like, oh, he really does rock with me. You know, I didn't really think that at all.
Yeah, I think it was, I think you said it pretty nicely earlier. It was like, it was a poor choice of words on his part to go to Brittany in that moment. And he could have probably used a better term of like, we're protecting Danielle. Like, let's go after somebody else. And instead it was like, no, I was just trying to save Danielle. Yes. It's like, save Danielle from who? Me? Like, I don't get it. She just was like.
Yeah.
Was there any?
Yeah. So, I mean, again.
Was there anything you guys remember that they didn't show that you wish they showed? Maybe not.
Mm-mm.
No.
Because I told Cody, I was after Cody from day one, right? But I kind of suspect, I didn't know how close Cody and Frankie was. And when Frankie asked, or he told me when he won the challenge that he was thinking about putting up Cody, Xavier, or Cameron on the Santa Showdown. And I was like, is this a test? And I purposely said, well, you can't put Cody in. I did that on purpose. Just so Frankie didn't think I was going after Cody. And so Frankie could tell Cody that I was not going after him. So it was like, there was a lot of things happening behind the scenes strategy-wise. That because we're all strategists. Everyone knows. And so your words were chosen carefully based on what was happening in the house, right, Cody? So you didn't want to lie, but you didn't. It was like certain things you would say or certain things you would imply just so it would go around accordingly in the house. That's what that's the first thing.
Yeah. There are so many relationships that was complicated. I know I have to go. Yeah. Danielle, real quick, on record. So you want to put something else again? Would it be Big Brother? And what would that look like? Because Cody, I already know your answer.
Would I play Big Brother again?
Yeah. What would that have to look like?
Is that what you're asking me?
We'll see.
I like that answer, to be honest, Sharon. You know, that's kind of a good answer. It's just like, maybe.
No, it's one of those, I can't. It depends where I'm at in life. That's all I can say. Like 3 months, it's a long time. And it is no way you will ever get me for 100 day. No, it's never happening. And then for 3 months, it all depends where I'm at in life.
Okay. I'll take it, Danielle. I'll take it. I think you guys got to go. I love you both. Thank you so much for chatting with me. It was really fun watching you. Thank you for listening to that pretty bad audio version of my interview with Danielle and Cody. The video version is up on my YouTube channel at Exclusively Pod, is on all socials, by the way, please follow. But the video is, I guess, a little more bearable because you at least get to see them. So you can check that out. As usual, would love if you guys left me a 5-star review. I'm trying to ramp up coverage for the traders and maybe some BB off-season podcasts. Let's see. But yeah, thanks for checking this out. And I will see you guys soon with some more Reindeer Games interviews.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.